This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Is coming along to 7:12 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And contact tracing, that has been a huge point of contention recently. As the numbers are rising, so too does the number of close contacts, and so too does the amount of work involved in trying to get to all those close contacts and ascertain and interview and find out where everybody has been. So this is putting a further strain on the Ministry of Health, and experts are now calling for the government to rope in more people to assist with this.
So contact tracing, according to the WHO, is really an essential public health tool for controlling infectious disease outbreaks, not just for COVID, but for any sort of infectious diseases, actually. And Malaysia has been seeing more than 4,000 cases for 2 days this month. And for the past week, we've seen about an average of 3,528 cases a day. So this means that, as you said, there is a huge number of cases to deal with. Selangor, for instance, has not been able to track more than 6,000 close contacts on average due to this. And what this actually means when it comes to the fact that potentially 6,000 asymptomatic or symptomatic COVID-19 patients are not being tracked. I mean, it's worrying when you hear about it, right?
It is. I think from the very beginning, the idea of whether or not COVID-19 is in the community, that has always been the phrase, right? Community mm-hmm. spread in the community. And the idea of conducting close contact tracing was always to try to get ahead of this, or to try to, well, not the only thing, but a big part of it was to try to keep that under control. So it is worrying. You're right. There is no other word for it. 6,000 is a lot. And so a whole host of experts have asked that the government look at different ways to deal with this. For example, former Deputy Health Minister Lee Boon Chye proposed that the government employ 10,000 people, including the youth, students and community leaders, to assist with this. We also have Mark Cheong, Monash University Malaysia's public health and health systems researcher, saying perhaps other government agencies can help. Health economist Lim Chee Han said a targeted approach is needed. Train voluntary contact tracers to be placed in red zones that are seeing a surge in COVID-19 cases. And this should go hand in hand with MySajatra being updated so that it can help out a little more.
So just to look at what has worked in other places, right? For example, South Korea has a really aggressive approach when it comes to this idea of contact tracing. They use both specialized officers as well as civil servants. They call and get information from patients. They go on the ground to conduct field research. They fact check. And then they also use what they call a smart city database, which was used to monitor traffic and pollution back in the day. But now they keep tabs on positive patients with it. So with all of these things sort of working together, and it does seem like there is more we could be doing. And I know that the system is strained, but there are things that can be done which don't involve putting more of a burden on our medical workers.
Which is the last thing I want
exactly.
to do. So I think that we fully acknowledge that the MOH is stretched, and that they are more stretched than anybody. At this point, they've been on the front lines of this, and we've been seeing report after report of frontliners feeling burnout, feeling that mental stress and fatigue. So the last thing I want to do is say, hey, in your free time, make a call. Mm-hmm. I think what we are seeing is there needs to be a different solution, and one that taps on different resources, multiple resources from outside an exhausted ministry. I don't know what you think. Would you be willing to be trained to become a contact tracer? You know, is that something that you'd be interested in doing? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. If you have suggestions for how the ministry could be handling this as well, specifically on contact tracing, do get in touch. In the meantime, we're crossing over to Naziha Mohammad Noor, Research Associate at Khazanah Research Institute. Naziha, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hi.
So we want to start about that number, right? That an average of 6,000 close contacts are not traced per day. Could you give us an idea or a picture of how detrimental that is to the fight against COVID-19?
Yeah, so as you've mentioned, contact tracing is a really essential public health tool for responding to any infectious disease outbreak. It's part of the strategy, you know, to find, test, isolate and trace cases to break the chain of transmission. And the theory is if we do this fast enough, the virus eventually won't be able to spread anymore and we can eliminate it. So contact tracing is especially important for COVID-19 because people can spread the infection even if they're not symptomatic. So if we're not tracing adequately, it's like we're flying blind and it can slow down our effort to find out where the virus might be. If we're not identifying these close contacts at such high numbers, there's a good chance we're letting many people who are infectious, without even knowing that they're infectious, further spread the virus to other people, which would make it harder for us to overcome the pandemic and put further stress on the healthcare system.
So how is Malaysia doing in this regard? What are your thoughts on Malaysia's current contact tracing system and how it's been adjusting to this spike in numbers?
Yeah, so I think in the early stages of the pandemic, we did really well, especially compared to more developed countries, like the UK, for example, who did very, very poorly in contact tracing. But I think once the cases started to hit the, especially the four-digit levels, our contact tracers started to get overwhelmed. We've had reports that they aren't really able to sift through the MySejahtera database to find the close contacts. So they end up relying more on manual interviews of people who have tested positive. And because the number of cases is so high now, I can imagine that the existing contact tracing workforce is getting even more overwhelmed, which is when we get reports like how in Selangor, there are maybe about 6,000 contacts being missed out on a daily basis.
So we've seen suggestions coming in on how to improve this, including employing more people, involving other government agencies. Do you think this would be a good idea? And perhaps more importantly, do you think that this is necessary at the moment?
I think this is a great idea. And given the number of cases that we're seeing right now, I think it should be seriously considered. So in the US, some studies have estimated that we need about 30 contact tracers per 100,000 people, which if it's translatable to Malaysia, means we need about 10,000 contact tracers for our population. And the thing about contact tracing is that it doesn't have to be done by health professionals. In fact, the WHO advises that ideally contact tracers are recruited from local communities, including local governments, civil society and NGOs, university students even, and community volunteers. And if you think about it, this would really free up the existing health professionals to do activities that they are more specialized in. And actually, we could also use this as an opportunity to potentially create temporary employment, to partially address the rising unemployment problem that we're seeing right now.
Now, what would that training that gets them up to speed look like?
Right. So new contact tracers, we need to be trained in the basics of virus transmission, prevention and control measures, how to monitor signs and symptoms, and also learn about ethics of public health interventions. We'd also need to make sure that they have adequate protection against getting infected by COVID-19 themselves. But all of this should be entirely doable. Countries like the US, Australia, and Vietnam have created online training programs for, to encourage contact tracers outside of the standard healthcare workforce to increase the number of contact tracers that they have with quite good levels of success.
Another suggestion has actually been to improve MySejahtera so that it could quicken the process of close contact tracing. How do you see that panning out?
I think MySejahtera could be a really useful tool to speed up contact tracing if we could maximize the data that's being collected daily, because there's a wealth of data there. But at the moment, it doesn't seem like this is something that's feasible for Malaysia. Maybe we need more data scientists who are, if we can dedicate them to improve the usefulness of MySejahtera for automated contact tracing, for example. But this could take a while. In the meantime, just training contact tracers manually is going to be much quicker. I think Australia, for example, offers a contact tracing course that can be completed in 3 hours. The US's CDC has an online training course that you can complete in a few days. So while we're working on improving MySejahtera for future use, I think we need to also address the current problem that we have quickly, which is a shortage in manual contact tracers, by having more people doing boots on the ground sort of contact tracing.
So is there other tech that could be used to go hand in hand with these approaches?
So I mentioned earlier, some countries like South Korea, for example, they've been using things like CCTV surveillance, ATM transactions, for example, to supplement the contact tracing for essentially for confirmation of who might be the close contact of known positive cases. This is something that we could potentially do, but of course, there are some privacy concerns that we need to be aware of. But at the same time, I really want to emphasize that I don't think we should discount the usefulness of manual contact tracing tool in our fascination to strive for better technology for improved contact tracing systems. That said, I think it's still very much worthwhile for us to invest in better use of technology for contact tracing, especially for the future, so that if ever we face another outbreak, we have the infrastructure ready for quicker contact tracing.
So I think for me, the main issue here is, what would an ideal contact tracing system look like? We've talked about different examples. Different countries we know have had varying levels of success with handling the COVID-19 pandemic. So what would an ideal system look like, A? And what are the immediate things that Malaysia could do to get closer to that?
I think the best system is the one that works and works fast. So whether that be, you know, having a very, very strong digital contact tracing system or a very, very strong and large enough workforce to do manual contact tracing, or a hybrid of both. In our case, it's probably that we need a hybrid of both. But we also need to gauge, people's level of comfort about the kinds of data that they're able to, that they want to share publicly, especially, but maybe perhaps given the context of the pandemic, some people might be more willing to share some of that data, but that's not always the case. So that's also something we need to work on in terms of, you know, improving the public's relationship with, you know, the government, especially improving trust in that the data that we're giving out is actually going to be useful.
And on our part, what can the public do to help the government in lightening this burden of contact tracing?
I think at the moment, the things that fall on the responsibility of individuals are things like wearing a mask, physical distancing, staying at home if we can. It's no, unfortunately, there's no magic pill that we can take. But I think if we do this together, of course, there's individual responsibilities and there's also government responsibilities. But I think if we do this together, we should be able to overcome this together.
Naziha, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was Naziha Mohamed Noor, Research Associate at Khazanah Research Institute, talking about a recent call that is emerging for the MOH to look at other alternatives, other resources to help with contact tracing. As our caseload increases, of course, the amount of close contacts has also correspondingly risen. And so this question of, are there enough resources right now to actually touch base with everybody, to do the interviews and then to call the people and then to double check again? You know, it is a lot of work involved. I can see that. It is a tedious process.
But, you know, that point she raised about the fact that there are many who can be employed, especially because so many people are looking for jobs right now, I think that's a great point. And if it is something that is the most effective when it's people from the community, I can see so many opportunities here to, one, create jobs, but two, to make sure that the Kita Jaga Kita spirit really is something that can actually work very well in this regard.
Mm. So, would you consider becoming a contact tracer if this is something that opens up, if training were provided, and it's just something that you would be able to do to help out this whole national effort against COVID-19? Would you participate? Let us know by calling 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. For my part, I think that this is definitely something that I would consider doing, particularly because it's something you can do from the safety of your own home. Because after you've conducted training, then you're talking about essentially calling people, I would assume filing reports and the like. And yes, I mean, that if we can all be working from home, if you have the capacity, if you have the mental space to do it, I think it's a good effort.
Oh, I completely agree. I think if I didn't have a full-time job already, or if I had the time to spare, if I was looking for a good cause to put my time towards, I think this at the moment seems like such an excellent way to contribute to something that's so pressing and so immediate, right?
Mm, that's the thing. So again, is this something you would consider? Should the government decide, okay, we are officially saying this, we need help with contact tracing, we will provide the training, but you need to join in, call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.